today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Thursday, is the 13th of Shawwal 1444 of Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Ordibehesht 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of May 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Isra, verse 53 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Waqul li'ibadi yaqulu allati hiya ahsan. إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا.
And tell my servants to say that which is best. Indeed, Satan induces dissension among them. Indeed, Satan is ever to mankind a clear enemy.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Sometimes the believers who had recently accepted the faith following their previous ancient habits used to provoke aggression against those who opposed them. Moreover, those humiliating expressions of the dissidents towards the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, such as sorcerer, insane, soothsaying, poet, and etc., sometimes caused the believers to lose control and raise up against the opponents in a verbal attack. The Quran seeks to hinder them from such things, persuading them to call with leniency and selection of the softest words so as to prevent the Satan from inciting corruption.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب.
Again, we come back to our topic, characteristics of Islamic daily life. If we are looking for ways to live as Muslims, we need to look no further than to try to be faithful and prompt to the five daily prayers. By doing this, our whole day revolves around Allah, and all the activities of day, all our thoughts and all our intentions become devoted to Him. It is only natural for us as humans to get caught up in the rushing around and the business of the day. It is only natural that the television news and the newspapers will affect us by their stories of tragedy and disasters. This is why so many people in the world become depressed and anxious. we too as Muslims might fall into the trap of getting caught up in the affairs of the world if it were not for the five daily prayers. The Adhan, the call to prayer, urges us to rush and take shelter from the cares of the world and to take refuge in Almighty Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. Islam, with a view of the world of the hereafter, wants to organize our world in such a way that our hereafter is secured. This is the theoretical aspect of the problem. It requires that there is no opportunity for this. But it is also necessary to mention that, as it was said earlier, religion is the truth that brings man from the region in which man is created and those ends of which he was created from. The truth refers to all dimensions of human existence in all conditions and situations. Of course, the final version of the truth that religion is final in the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam includes all dimensions of man in all conditions. But from the practical point of view, this point was emphasized at the Davos meeting that I was referring to. It is that the challenge of modernity and religion is not a challenge that only Islam faces. Rather, all religions are facing it. But the experience of the Islamic Republic of Iran has been that we have presented a modern government based on religious concepts in 40 years.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at observance of taqwa. Dear brothers and sisters, from the daily routines of successful Muslim, we can understand that there is a tool which is provided by Islamic teachings to help keep a Muslim on the path of the righteous. This is the concept of taqwa. The word taqwa can best be defined as the fear of Allah. However, this is not to say that one should live in the dread of the Almighty or that Allah is a dreadful being. Rather, it should be regarded as the fear of the loss of Allah's love. Allah's love for His creature is boundless, but the Muslim should be aware that if she or he disregards His commands, she or he may lose His protection and His bounty. No one can become truly righteous until taqwa has entered every facet of their daily life. Thus, if you remember that Allah sees your every action and hears your every word at all times, you would steer clear of wrongdoing. All kinds of problems can be avoided or resolved if every action taken is based on taqwa.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa. Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi.
Rabbuna al-hadi al-wadud, fadluhu mil'ul wujud. عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
This is today's special, which looks at amazing tips for new Muslims, and one of them is forcing ourselves to go to the masjid. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "The person who receives the greatest reward for the salah is one who lives the farthest and has the farthest to walk." Going on Fridays is a given, but I would also recommend trying to fit a few prayers at least per week in the masjid, in the mosque. This will open many doors for you and will, inshallah, grant many good deeds to our account. You will meet people who are connected to Islam. Networking opportunities are more readily available, and you are bound to make long-lasting friends. This is one of loving things about Islam, that you can almost always find people in the masjid. Although this may be hard initially, try and go to the masjid. The payoff will be huge if you just pray and leave right after.
So Imam Raza alayhi salam said that a mu'min cannot be a true mu'min unless he has three qualities, one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one quality is to adapt from Rasulullah, and the third one was sunnatun min waliyihi. A third quality he has to adapt from the Imam, from the ma'soom, from the Ahlul Bayt. فَأَمَّا السُنَّ مِنْ وَلِيِّهِ. And what is that quality? He says, فَالصَّبْرُ فِي الْبَعْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. To inculcate this quality of sabr and patience at all times. بَعْسَاء وَالضَّرَّاءِ are distressful situations. We can divide it one into financial stress and other is physical stress. Something to do with health, for example. And in all these kinds of situations, you know, the issue of maintaining sabr. When we say sabr and patience, it's sometimes difficult in a secular environment to think about it in that way. Many people think sabr and patience means weakness. You know, I think even in Urdu we have a saying that, "Oh, bichara sabr ke alawa kya kar sakta." So when you say bichara, means he doesn't really have any power to do anything, and therefore he does sabr. So sabr becomes something which is a sign of weakness. Whereas in Islam, when we talk about sabr, sabr is not actually a sign of weakness. It is actually power and strength. You might give in that stressful situation. Do things which are not right. But you still maintain your own dignity. You maintain your faith. And you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you face the difficulty. This is not weakness. This is actually power and strength. And so we have to realize that when we talk about the issue of, you know, sabr and patience, this is a positive quality that our eighth Imam is saying.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.